The legislative calendar has a different look this week. Gone are committee meetings, only floor sessions remain. That means proposals that did not receive a vote in a committee at this point are all but dead for this year. But Representative Ted Vogt is still cautious. The Tucson Republican says after a few years in the legislature, he's learned about writing bills off.
Nothing's dead until we sine die up here. So much can be contained in the budget that you just never know what issues are truly, truly off the table this session or you know, still alive.
Representative Matt Hines also has a Tucson district, and while he agrees with his Republican colleague that anything can come up at the last minute, the ranking Democrat on the House Health Care Committee is also glad to see a light at the end of the legislative tunnel.
Because there are quite a few very, very bad bills that would, and I think what you see is now that we have 61 Republicans and 29 Democrats, and redistricting, of course, is going to prevent that from probably ever happening again. This is a very unique legislature, very, very heavily Republican. There have never been 20. I don't know that there have ever been 21 Democrats or Republicans out of 30 in the Senate. I think that's new. Knowing that, many members of the majority have put forward all sorts of extreme ideological-based proposals and programs and pieces of legislation that I want to see die.
Representative Hines says state lawmakers are spending too much time focusing on what he sees as periphery issues.
Instead of focusing as much as I would have hoped on a transparent budgeting process, talking about maybe restoring some of those $2.2 billion cuts to education that have happened, or working on restoring some of those cuts to the hospitals, cuts to our physicians and healthcare providers, and things that have pushed patients out of the state's Medicaid program, which I really would like to do. We were instead spending hours discussing several different abortion bills, and even now we had to debate on the floor about the equivalent of the Blunt Amendment with regard to contraception.
Representative Vogt, a Republican, has a more optimistic view of what state lawmakers are doing in Phoenix right now.
It's nice to be up here and not be looking at how do you close $3 billion worth of deficit. So I'm optimistic. I think that you've got a legislature that is very cautious and conservative about the future. There are a lot of moving parts out there. When you look at the European economy, when you look at the increasing cost of energy, what that could do to our economy. And so that's why you've got the legislature saying, hey, let's take this positive cash flow right now. Let's put it in a rainy day fund. Let's set it aside in case something goes wrong over this next year.
The budget is the major issue still facing the legislature. At this point, majority Republicans are in closed-door negotiations with the governor's office trying to reach an agreement on what the spending plan for the next fiscal year will look like. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.